This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ عباده المؤمنين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يروا أنا جعلنا الليل ليسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. So in the preceding verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about Qiyamah, speaking about the beast that will emerge from Mount Safa, that would be close up to Qiyamah, and then what would happen to the criminals on the day of Qiyamah. Now for the disbelievers, they always considered resurrection to be remote and far-fetched. Well, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in verse 86 a perfect example of a mini form of resurrection that occurs in our lives daily. Yes, reflect verse 86 out of the 93 verses of chapter 27. Alam yarau, don't they see, ponder, reflect, anna ja'alna al-layl, that we have made the night, liyaskunu fihi, in which they can rest in peace. Liyaskunu fihi, wa nahara mubsira, and we've made the night bright, we've made the day bright in which they can see. So the sign of the night is darkness. The sign of the day is brightness. Just like Allah makes mention in Juz 15, chapter 17, verse 12. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ. And we've made the night and the day two signs. فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ. We've darkened the sign of the night. وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرًا. And the sign of the day is brightness. So in the night, you want darkness. If you go to sleep in the day, you want to create a sense of darkness. And if you're up at night, you want to create the brightness of the day. So humans need both the darkness and the night. So verse 86, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِيَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. Don't they ponder, they go to sleep, they rest. And the sleep of this is a نَوْمُ أُخْتُ الْمَوْتِ. It's a type of death. Some people are in such deep in slumber, they are completely out of it. Istirkha'ul mafasil, as we would talk about in fiqh, that when you go to sleep, why sleep also nullifies your wudu? Because your limbs become lame and weak and you lose focus because now you're completely out of it. So completely you're gone, you're in sleep. Sinatun and naumun, you know, slumber followed by deep sleep. And then in the morning when you get up, what's the dua that we read? Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. All praise belongs to Allah who revived us after our death. Wa ilayhi an-nushur, and to him is the ultimate resurrection. So revived us, that means it was a kind of death. So, oh man, if only you ponder and apply your mind, you would realize that you are experiencing death and resurrection daily. Yes, provided you heed the call. And that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ. There are so many signs in this. How you tired, how you exhausted, how you fall off to sleep, how that sleep rejuvenates you and then you get fresh and it's a new day with a new start. And how that sleep can just bring calmness to the mind. May Allah make it easy, because insomnia is a condition today that has paralyzed many people. May Allah grant ease and afiyah to one and all. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Building up to Qiyamah. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. Verse 87, remember the day when the horn and the trumpet will be blown. فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. What will be the effect of this trumpet being blown? Everyone in the heavens and the earth will be terrified. And in another verse, صَعِقَ will become unconscious. إِلَّا, with the exception, مَنْ, the one, شَاءَ Allah, whom Allah excludes, that the blowing of the trumpet will not terrify them. And this refers to, as mentioned in the narrations, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, and Hamalatul Arsh, the angels holding the throne of Allah. So by the blowing of the trumpet, they will not be terrified like everybody else will be terrified, and they will pass on. However, after that, they also will experience death. They will also experience death. And the entire creation, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا, everyone will pass on with the exception of the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, verse 87, those in the heavens and the earth will be terrified, إِلَّا بَتْ مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, with the exception of whom Allah wills. وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ, and all will come to him in humility. إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا, everyone will appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a servant and a slave. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالِ, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالِ, and you see the mountains. And this is the beauty of the Arabic. If you know basic, tara can mean you currently see or you will see, meaning hal and mustaqbil. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالِ, and you see the mountains. تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدًا, you consider and perceive them to be fixed, anchored, and stationary. Jamida, right? Stationary. وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ, but on that day, these huge, gigantic, humongous mountains will be moving like clouds. كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ, like puffed cotton. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالِ, and you see the mountain. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ, chapter 20, Surah Taha, and they ask you regarding the mountains. Tell them, يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا, my Lord will reduce it to dust, to ashes, to smithereens. Yes. قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا, the earth will be leveled into one plane. تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ, the earth will be changed into a different land altogether. وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ, and everyone will have to appear before the mighty and the absolute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for us at that time of hisab. Sun'a Allahi alladhi atqana kulla shay, this is the doing of Allah who has perfected everything, who has perfected everything. And it is part of this year that in his creation it is flawless. How perfect he has created everything. He has the ability to give strength to the weak, and he can also weaken the mighty. So this baby, sometimes you have a premature child born early, and then Allah gives that child so much strength that he surpasses his peers. So he was a short-term baby. He was not a full-term baby, born in the seventh month, tiny, you know what, in the incubator, so small. But subhanAllah, Allah gives this weak, small infant so much strength. He grows up and he becomes tall and lanky and strength and muscular. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin, my word, Allah created you from weakness. Thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwa, after that weakness, he gave you strength and might. Now you're carrying weight, pumping iron, you're in the gym, you got muscle, you got clout, you got biceps, it's all developed. ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة, and then that old age is followed by weakness and old age. يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير. صنع الله الذي أتقن كل شيء. So these mountains, as huge they are, but on that day it would be reduced to dust. فهي يومئذ واهية, on that day the skies will be weak and they will crumble. إذا الشمس كبرت, when the sun will lose its brightness. وإذا النجوم انكدرت, when the stars will collapse. إِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, the mountains will move. إِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, when a full-term pregnant camel will be roaming freely. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when the souls will be paired up with the bodies. Okay. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. صُنْعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ. He is acquainted, aware, knowledgeable, watchful of whatever you do. إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Yes, he knows exactly what you're doing. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah concludes the fifth juz of the Quran, Surah An-Nisa. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah says, I appreciate and I know. In the world, you get some people who don't appreciate. And then you get some people who appreciate, but then, well, you know what, it's strange. When you work in, the boss is not coming and checking on the staff. And just when he walks in, you're taking your tea break. So now it's so strange. Like you were toiling the whole day and he happens to come at the time when you decided to take the break. Allah is aware of all your actions and He is one who appreciates. Hence, when the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah, may Allah make us from amongst them. Alhamdulillahilladhi adhhaba 'anna al-hazan, inna rabbana laghafurun shakur. Surah Fatir. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's taken grief away from us. And our Lord is one who appreciates. Our Lord is one who appreciates. So here's the appreciation of Allah. He's giving it to you and He's telling it to you. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا. Whoever comes with a good action. Now, ponder here, this is mentioned in Al-Bahru Al-Muhit. Allah did not say whoever performs a good action. Allah says whoever brings it. That means you need to perform it in this world, preserve it, and bring it along with you. And how do you preserve it? You don't invalidate it by negative actions, by evil actions. لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Do not invalidate and destroy your virtue by reminders of generosity. So you did an act of kindness and then you're harping about it. Then you've destroyed it. Three people will not enter Jannah. Al-Mannan, wal-Musbil, wal-Munaffiq sil'atahu bil-halaf al-kadhib. Al-Mannan, one who destroys his good by reminders of generosity. Number two, one who promotes an item through a false oath. Wallahi, this is the best item in the market. Wallahi, I'm giving it to you at a very good rate. I promise you, no one else. Why take a false oath? Why take? فَإِنْ صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا وَإِنْ كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا مُحِقَتْ بَرْكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. The hadith of Bukhari. Buyer and seller are honest and transparent. Allah will bless the deal. But if they lie and they conceal, then the blessings will be snatched away from that transaction. Okay, so that's the second person. Wal musbil, and the person, the male who allows his upper garment to dangle below his ankles. The male who allows his upper garment to dangle below his ankle. Man ja'a bil hasana, the one who brings it. That means you've got to preserve it. Don't destroy it. You backbiting about someone, it's going to weaken. It's going to destroy your good actions. Man ja'a bil hasana, you'll get better than what you brought. So obviously, Allah will give you eternal Jannah in place of the good action. Subhanallah. وَهُمْ مِّن فَزَعِ يَوْمَئِذٍ آمِنُونَ. And they will be granted safety against the horror and the terror and the panic of that day. May Allah make us from amongst those people. لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. They will be saved from the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah, and the angels will welcome them. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. But on the reverse, the one who perpetrates evil and brings it along. So again, that means you died with it. If a person did sayyi'ah in this world, but he repented, he made tawbah, he brought iman, then he will not be bringing the evil with him because he left it behind. By virtue of faith and iman and submission, it will clear out and delete his evil records. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَكُبَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. They will be thrown headlong into the fire, and it would be said to them, may Allah save us, may Allah save us. We cannot rejoice because we all are in an examination. It's foolish to rejoice before you've completed your paper and before you've received your marks. The joy and the absolute is once you know that your paper has been examined and you have excelled. But as for now, we all are going through exams. هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. The retribution that has been given to you is in relation to what you did in this world. You are not being retributed but for that which you did in this world. هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And as we draw towards the concluding verses of this chapter 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَةِ الَّذِي حَرَّمَهَا وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ, verily I have been instructed, أَنْ أَعْبُدَ, to worship, رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَةِ, the Lord of Al-Balda, this city. Al-Balda, Al-Iflam, Ma'hud, which we all know is Makkah Mukarramah. And of course, Allah is the Lord of the entire world. Rabbin Nas, the Lord of mankind. Malikin Nas, the King of mankind. Rabbil Falaq, the Lord of morning. He is the Lord of everything, but it explains the sanctity and the sacred nature of Makkah Mukarrama. Rabb hadhihi al-balda, I have been instructed to worship the Lord of this land. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَةِ الَّتِي حَرَّمَهَا وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ حَرَّمَهَا. Allah has made this place sacred, the sanctity of Mecca. مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters into the precincts of the haram, he is safe. لَا تَقْتُلُوا الصَّيْدَ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمْ. You cannot hunt when you are in the state of ihram, or you are in the surroundings of the ihram, of the haram. So الَّتِي حَرَّمَهَا, which has given it that sense of respect and veneration. وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. And to Allah belongs everything. To Allah belongs everything. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And yes, I have been instructed to be from amongst those that submit and surrender. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When Allah said to Sayyidina Ibrahim, submit, he said, submitted. And that's probably the takeaway message, my brother and my sister. Ramadan is a month in which we increase in virtue. We try to our level best to regulate our lives by the command of Allah, by rising early for suhoor, by completing it with the nocturnal prayer, by engaging in worship, a life of submission. We came in this world by the will of Allah. We will live by the will of Allah. Why not live by the will of Allah? I didn't come on earth when I decided, nor will I die when I wish. It's going to happen, you know, at the time Allah has decreed for each one of us, and may Allah make it easy for us. So the challenge is now to live by the will of Allah. And if we live by the will of Allah, He has promised us that in Akhirah, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Paradise will be the abode of that person. So I have been instructed to be from amongst those. And of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam displayed the greatest level of submission and humility. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنِ. And I have been instructed to recite the verse, to recite the Qur'an. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would engage in the recitation of the Qur'an, both in prayer and outside of prayer. One cannot begin to imagine the beauty of those moments. وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ إِذَا انْشَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ أَرَانَا الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى فَقُلُوبُنَا بِهِ مُوقِنَاتٌ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ. In Bukhari, in the first volume, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu anhu says, وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. We had the privilege, the honor, that amongst us was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, as mentioned in Suratul Hujurat. يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ, he would be reciting the Qur'an. إِذَنْ شَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ, as it would be the pierce of dawn, the crack of dawn, the flush of dawn. أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى, he showed us guidance after we were living a life of blindness. فَقُلُوبُنَا بِهِ مُوقِنَاتٌ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ. We know with certainty what he has prophesied is inevitable. So وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ. It's so beautiful that we had this atmosphere of the homes reverberating and the corridors sounding the words of recitation of the Qur'an. You know, wherever you go in the masjid, subhanallah, the elderly folk, the young folks, the children, the woman at home, it's such a beautiful scene. Everyone is holding their mushaf. In fact, you would see people traveling, flying, people hopping onto trains and tubes, hopping onto a coach or a bus or a flight. I remember we were traveling in Ramadan to Aqsa, and the flight from Egypt to Jordan, you know, subhanallah, the steward for the entire flight, because everyone was fasting, so there was no service in place, the entire flight he was in Quran. It was so soothing, it was so beautiful. Everyone just holding on to their mushaf and reciting. May Allah allow that to continue, because that is the spirit of a believer. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنِ فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is guided for his own benefit. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ. And whoever goes astray, in another verse of the Qur'an, فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا, the harm is to himself. فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ, say unto them, I am from amongst the warners. And hence the Prophet ﷺ has warned us. And I've reminded you previously that inzar means warning with love and compassion. And he ﷺ discharged that obligation ala wajhil atam with absolute precision and perfection. He called, Allah hal ballagd. What was those final utterances? And I cannot even imagine that emotion at Hajjatul Wada when he said to his Sahaba, Saluni, ask me, I doubt we're going to meet here again. Khudu anni manasikakum. Learn from me the rituals of Hajj. So the word manasik in the context of Quran appears in three terms. It could either come in the meaning of worship, wa likulli ummatin ja'alna mansakanhum nasikuhu. Or it could come in the context of the rituals of slaughter and sacrifice. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Or it could come in the context of the rituals of Hajj. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. And he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Learn from me, Hajj. We will not be meeting again. And can you imagine how emotional? And then he delivered the final sermon. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا هَلْ بَلَّغْدُ. Have I conveyed? And the Sahaba said, بلغت الأمانة أديت الرسالة نصحت الأمة. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you conveyed with diligence, with precision, in its most wholesome form, everything. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma shahad, Allah you be the witness. And what were his last words? What were his last words as he left? And as we conclude this chapter of the Quran, let me read to you the last verse and then conclude on the final words of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we conclude on that emotional note. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Verse 93. And say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every regard, his bounties, his favors that he has given upon us. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. Soon he will show you his verses and his signs. He will show you his signs, meaning the signs of Qiyamah. Or he will show you the signs of his oneness. He will show you the sign of the truth of Islam. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا. You will recognize it. The signs, the proof, the witness, the miracles, the testimonies of the absolute truth of Islam. Provided the heart is not deviated, as I told you previously. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا. Oh Allah, don't allow the heart to deviate. If the heart deviates, Then you're going to be left confused. If a person's inner nature is distorted and corrupted, then he's only looking for evil. When the hearts are clean and clear, the Quran is pure. Islam is only wholesome. Islam is perfect. Islam is flawless. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there are certain verses in the Quran that are allegorical. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. If there's crookedness in your heart, there's distortion, there's corruption in your heart, then you will insist and persist. But why? But how come? But what's the reason? Look at the clear-cut verses. Believe in everything. Islam is absolute. Wallahi, we say this here, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I invite to Islam, ala basiratin, with sound mind, with clear conviction, with absolute understanding, with total comprehension that this is the path of Allah and this is the correct path. So, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And that concludes this amazing journey of the 93 verses of Surah An-Naml. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Your Lord is not heedless, not unmindful, not unaware of what you're doing. He is aware, he is watchful. He will compensate and retribute. He has a time and everything has been fixed by his divine calculation. And according to his divine calculation, it will play out at that time. So what were the last words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I was mentioning in the previous ayah, in his fatal illness? In the last moments, he said, As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Hold on to prayer and be kind to your subjects. And the scholars say salah was a reflection of diligence in terms of execution of all your obligations to your creator. And wa ma malakat aymanukum, kindness to your subjects, your workers, your helpers, your employees, all those over whom Allah has given you some position and authority. Not superiority, authority. Superiority is on the grounds of virtue. Authority a person has. A teacher has authority over a student, not superiority. A father has authority, not superiority. Superiority is on the grounds of virtue. So let's be clear on this here. Be kind to them. And this is the message. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَتْغَوْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a verse of chapter 11, Juz 12, Surah Hud. Stand firm, stand straight on the path on which we have instructed you. You and those who turn to Allah in repentance. In Ruhul Ma'ani, it is mentioned, Allama Alusi Baghdadi says, بِقِيَامِ بِقِيَامِ حُقُوقِ الْحَقِّ وَالْخَلْقِ بِقِيَامِ حُقُوقِ الْحَقِّ وَالْخَلْقِ What is istiqama? What is firmness? For your entire life, continue diligently, passionately, and perpetually in executing and discharging the rights and the obligation you owe to Allah and to His creation. Sadly, we live in a world where people are conscious of their rights, but not their responsibilities. And on that note, we conclude. We ask Allah to accept the series. We ask Allah to bless all and hope that we will move from here spiritually energized, spiritually rejuvenated, and as better Muslims with a greater connection and a greater passion and rapport to the word of Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.